The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the glass.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever. You can be a part. Last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. Crudy, I know we're having this conversation about, you know, is it appropriate to protest outside the residences of, you know, specific public figures? And I would ask, I mean, Trump lives in, you know, Trump Tower or whatever, where lots of people, I mean, would you?
Mar-a-Lago.
You got a problem with people protesting outside of Mar-a-Lago? Or Trump Tower, New York, or wherever Trump may have a place? I mean, you got a problem with that, right? He should be afforded his privacy?
I think it's a little different when you have a private residence on ground level. You know what I mean? When Trump's up in the penthouse, he's not seeing the people. He's not dealing with the people. You know, they're...
But isn't that kind of the point? You're in public service of sorts. You don't get to hide up in your tower behind the people. That's what kind of brings us to the problems that we have right now.
There you go. Hiding in your ivory tower, Tom.
Like, literally.
844-967-2789. I just disagree with you. And here's where it leads. It leads to firebombing anti-abortion clinics in Madison.
No, see, I don't think that leads there. Why does that lead there any more than anything else? Why does it lead there?
Because it happened. It's a good story segue. I wanted to throw out there. Yeah.
But that's a dangerous statement to make, man. I disagree with that statement.
I totally agree with you, although you've wrecked my segue. But, of course, there is no analogy between violence and peaceful protesting outside a Supreme Court justice's house.
Yes.
Now, I don't think we as a practice should do that. But I don't agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene that there's any analogy whatsoever to be drawn between the peaceful protest and, you know, the crap that happened on January 6th. Let's call it an insurrectionist coup. 844-967-2789. Please don't tell me I'm wrong again. You know, you're starting to wound my ego.
You're welcome. Happy Monday.
Joe from Madison, welcome back.
Oh, that First Amendment, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Joe.
You know, Joe, if you want to come by the house and cheer for me when I'm walking out to the take the trash cans out later or get in the car, I think even that would weird me out a little bit. You know, sometimes I'm driving around Madison in the devil wagon. You know, people honk at me, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm in my lane. And they're throwing the horns or something. But it's, you know, even that positive affirmation can be a little disconcerting in the wrong moment.
It's an interesting question, though, because I understand there is what's legal and legit according to the First Amendment, and then there's what may be politically smart. I don't know. I think there's something especially stunning about saying, why do you expect the right to privacy after you've just been cavalier about taking it away from women in all sorts of states? And I would throw for consideration, I mean, I understand what you're saying about the home, but let's take another example, and that would be the Westboro Church. And they were sued by the father of a serviceman who was, during the burial, the Westboro Church members were yelling and raising signs, saying such things as God loves dead soldiers and sag soldiers, this sort of thing, during something that isn't even a home. It's a one-time, very personal, private, intimate, agonizing moment, which is the funeral for your son. And here these people are yelling and waving their picket signs up. Well, the Supreme Court ruled that's okay. First Amendment, even though that speech may be repugnant, it still is protected by the First Amendment. So I guess, you know, especially for a Supreme Court justice, what better reminder of, yeah, here you go. And you were fine with only having an 8-foot barrier between protesters and women going into abortion clinics. You're absolutely fine with just 8 feet separating women who are being harangued by protesters. So, yeah, is it not fun? Probably not. And too bad, Mr. Kavanaugh, suck it up. You know, I can't think of a better person to be taught this lesson.
There you go. So, shooting me down with logic, Joe. Yeah. Let me take this.
But it makes Crudy uncomfortable, Joe. That's why it shouldn't be allowed.
I certainly understand it.
Okay,
yeah,
what about the actions of some arsonist, quote-unquote, protesters? You know, if my abortions aren't safe here in Madison, someone went after an anti-abortion office. They Molotov cocktailed it. They left some very threatening, very well-written cursive graffiti. It was really well, far too polite for the typical graffiti threatening firebombing. Yeah. But what was your impression of what happened? Obviously, that allows the right to say, see the unhinged liberals.
Sure. I think, again, we're back to what may be politically smart and what is protected by the First Amendment. I mean, obviously, the vandalism and the burning of buildings is not protected by the First Amendment. But and I just, what is effective and what is legal? And I think two different things. And I think for a Supreme Court justice, they are in a particularly acutely sensitive position, which is, all right, you're ruling on people's lives. You're ruling on not just their lives in the present moment, you're ruling on what's going to be affecting people possibly for generations. So yeah. What are you shielded from? I'm not sure. If you think it's okay that women don't have this right to privacy, why do you get it? You know?
No, it's a valid point. Sounds much more valid coming out of your mouth than Dom's, but valid point.
Thank you for the call, Joe. Always appreciate hearing from you, my friend. 844-967-2789. I mean, so she's a little more articulate than I, but she brought up the same points, and I do appreciate it, and she's absolutely right, especially when you compare it to all these other things. And I'm kind of more take the ACLU attitude on this. I mean, there's a lot of speech out there, a lot of things that I think I find totally offensive. But, you know, it's not against the law to be a total a-hole, usually. And when you, as soon as you
say, that is the premise of this radio show.
When you say, the arsonist, you don't have to say anything else after the arsonist. I mean, I do not condone that kind of behavior. I mean, this is, we are not in Ukraine. Let's hope we never are Ukraine and Russia and going through those kinds of things. That's not where we are. And what we need to do, and one of the reasons I frown upon those violent acts is we have a system set up, as imperfect as it is one of the best to try to deal with this, with all the corruption and pressures that we face. We have a system to help manage us so we're not firebombing each other, so we're not shooting each other in the street. There's a reason why we do that. And when you see those systems, when you see the peaceful transfer of power so violently eroded, and then you see the other major political party, the GOP, the Republicans, just totally try to just whitewash it, cover it up. Nobody cares but the press. I mean, those are very real concerning problems. So if someone's going to protest in front of somebody's house, suck it up. I mean, you wanted this life, you got it. If you say something that people don't like, you better be ready to hear it. You don't get exemption from it. You don't like it? I don't know. Move to another state. You know, like, people are going to have to get abortions in other states. Sorry if I don't feel bad for you.
White replacement theory. You see the new Washington Post? We don't have time to go there now, but we're going to talk about it tomorrow. The Tucker Carlson white replacement theory. They're coming for your jobs. They're diluting your votes. Convince like 45% of Republicans that that's a big problem. It's working. I want to thank my fine guest in studio earlier today. She was Deb McGrath. She's running in the third CD, she's a Democrat, wants to take on insurrectionist bastard Derek Van Orden in the general election. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates, Native Roots Radio, and Mark Thompson back off the COVID list doing the Paul Revere Show at 7.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Freedom!
You're using the word. I do not think it means what you think it means.